133. This is Design Commission for January 9th, 2020. Welcome to 2020. We have a lengthy agenda today. We will begin with items of interest, which will include election of officers, and then move to a work session on the DOZA citywide design guidelines. We will be discussing the context guidelines today, guidelines 1 through 4. And then we have a type 3 for the proper hotel in the Pearl District by ZGF Architects. That is followed by a type 3 for the Hyatt Place and Allison Residences, also in the Pearl District, and that is by OTAC. I have a conflict on both proper hotel and the Hyatt Place. And so following the DOZA work session, I will hand off to Sam Rodriguez or whoever is our vice chair following the election of officers today to chair those two agenda items. So let's begin with introductions. Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today.
Tim Herron.
Laura Duvall.
Brian Tierney.
And members of the commission.
Brian McCarter.
Sam Rodriguez.
Jessica Molinar.
Chandra Robinson.
Zary Santner.
Don Vallister.
And I'm Julie Livingston. The commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of large projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and the function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. Let's begin with items of interest.
Without a doubt, I have interesting items. The most interesting thing I want to know is who the chair and vice chair will be for 2020.
I nominate Julie for chair.
Second.
Third.
Tim, it's been a while since we've done this. It's been a full year, and I'm not sure if we vote for, both for chair and then vice chair.
We should do them individually.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Jessica?
Yeah, I vote yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Chandra?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Julie?
Do I vote?
You can say no, but you can get it.
Yes. One more year. Very good. Fun. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And then vice chair. Who would like to be vice chair? Who shall we nominate for vice chair?
I nominate Sam.
I second.
Third.
Thank you. You owe me one.
Brian?
Yes.
Jessica?
Yes.
Chandra?
Yes.
Zari?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that again. I know that is extra work on top, so feel free to share that responsibility. And I think what we've also done in the past is we've also shared the role of running the hearing so that the chair isn't always the one running the hearing, and we can talk about that possibly at a next retreat or a work session about how that might play out. I think it's a really good opportunity for others to kind of put their head in the managing the hearing game and then also allow the chair, which does it more often, kind of be more participatory in the way of the subject matter. Okay. Other interesting items?
Well, one more item of interest before we move to DOZA, and that is that this is the first hearing date since Commissioner Nick Fish passed. Design commissioners, everyone is welcome to share their thoughts. And I have a lot of memories of Nick, and they are all good. And I wanted us to be able to acknowledge his public service. I first worked with him when he was on the board of Home Forward's Board of Commissioners, and that was during the days of the redevelopment of New Columbia and Humboldt Gardens. Those are two of the agency's Hope 6 grant redevelopments, and then worked with him closely on the development of the Bud Clark Commons. Now, those Bud Clark Commons happened in the very early days of his first term on. And Nick, I mean, he was a real thinker who put a lot of effort into understanding the details and the complexities of the issues that he tackled. And he was a friend to everybody, veterans, low-income households, seniors, our green spaces, the environment, the arts. He was interested in everything. He was thorough in his analysis of issues. He was a thoughtful decision maker. And he really, truly believed in public accountability. And then when I joined Design Commission, I learned that he was also an advocate for the city's design review process. He was very interested and engaged in the development of our city, the real estate development of our city. And in fact, the last conversation I had with him was in October at a coffee house just after he had completed a tour of district office designed by Hacker. And he just had so much enthusiasm and so much to say about the beautiful design and the CLT and how appropriate that building is in the Central East Side. And then in council chamber, whenever Design Commission was in council chamber, Nick made it really very clear that he believed guidelines should be applied even-handedly, regardless of the program of the building or how the building was funded. And when it came to the intersection of design review and affordable housing, he would make the same point every time we were in the hearings room, in the council chamber. And he would cite the excellent design of the Bud Clark Commons and make the point that he had never met anyone who said, you know, I think this building should be crappy because it's for poor people. Or, you know, I think this building should be crappy because it's using public dollars. And he didn't mean it as a witticism, but Nick Fish brought such a serious demeanor to council chamber every time he said the word crappy. I found it immensely entertaining and also very endearing. He is a man who was very kind and very caring. And during snow events, he would always trek over to the Bud Clark Commons, to Dorian's Place, the shelter, to be sure that everything was under control. And there are those of us that show up to cook meals when the big snow events happened. And Nick would always recognize and appreciate the staff. You know, he knew people by their first name, the volunteers, and the shelter residents, you know, all of whom are just working so hard to be sure that folks who are even more vulnerable are taken care of when it's snowing out. And he is just really the best of what we can expect and hope for in our elected officials.
Yeah. I got to hear a little presentation that reminded me not only of Nick's legacy, but the legacy and the pedigree of his family going back several generations. And I'd forgotten about that. They set the bar so high for public service.
Can I say a few words too? The last 2 years of my tenure with Portland Parks and as the Bureau's director, Nick became the Bureau's commissioner in charge. And I remember the first year, I was extremely envious of the fact that he had Bureau of Housing first, because that was his first focus. But Nick was everything you said and very quick study because he was very smart, very, very astute observer, and didn't take him more than 6 to 8 months to realize what value the parks, recreation, and open spaces and trail brought to the city and quality of the city and why so many Portlanders are just flocking to the city because of the quality of life issues. I think one thing that was just really amazing about him was his energy, his compassion, as you said, and his love of people. He got all of his energy and how he worked from people, from talking to people. And he was one of those few commissioners that I had experience with that when he talked to people, it was not just like who he talked to last. It was, okay, I got to hear from other sides as well. And he, I think that was the lawyer training that he had. He wanted to see all the other side. And the best part for us in the Bureau was when we would go to city council and when he was sort of presenting to council, his eloquence and presentation was just jaw-dropping all the time. And we were very, very appreciative of having him as our commissioner. And it's a great loss for the city of Portland, and especially right now for Portland Parks, since they're going through some tough time, instabilities, and this is not what they needed. He was just made to run for public service. That's what he thrived in, and the city will miss him.
Thank you. Doza. I think that Stacey Monroe